Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's a family reunion on the Good Behavior After Show tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We need a sub. We need a sub. Sub. Bring in someone else.
Well, I meant at the Good Behavior TV show, not after show, but it just came out a little, whatever.
I got what you're trying to say.
I didn't.
I did.
Well,
what were you trying to say? Nobody got it.
Aren't you the smart one?
Yo, I didn't understand.
Well, I'll let you do the intro next time.
No, I love when you do the intro.
Thank you.
And if you were 3 inches taller, I would love you.
Oh.
Like, I would be in love with Olivia.
So what are your requirements?
Abigail, I hate.
What about?
Awesome.
Can I just know what your requirements are so I can write them down so I can try to make myself better?
So for all the
the single females out there.
Listen, Maddie's not here. Maddie's my favorite person on the panel. She's not here. Where is she? She's at home. Really far away.
Yeah, really far in Orange County.
In Orange County, an hour away. And she's like, I'm
home.
I'm not in town. I'm gone. What are my requirements for a young woman?
Yeah.
I like intelligent women.
Okay.
I like cultured women. And I like tall because what? My son's not supposed to play varsity basketball because you're short.
Oh my god, you care about varsity basketball? That's what he cares about, high school. He wants his kid to peak in high school.
We should talk about some college ball here.
I mean, I played college ball, but it starts with high school.
Just because it's a short mom doesn't necessarily
mean
it's a short child.
Yeah, but if you come from a short family line. And
my mom's actually pretty tall.
Isn't Shaq's kid really tall and his wife short?
Shaq is also extremely tall.
So he makes that.
So like his Shaq, like I feel like Shaq has horse sperm. Like his horse sperm,
that's gross.
Like, and it like made him tall. And also, if you remember in the court case, Shaq's ex-wife was bringing up the fact that Shaq has a really small penis and like showed pictures and everything.
No,
and
wait, that was for one what thing reason?
That because you know when you go through divorce, one of the things is that if you're not sexually satisfied by your partner, that's a grounds for divorce. You actually have to have a reason to divorce. You can't just be like we don't like each other anymore.
But like why do you not?
Irreconcilable differences, sure, but you have to actually have reasons. Like if you committed adultery or if you don't pay attention or emotional lack of emotional support or whatever, you have to have it.
She's coloring. That's how much you're boring her. She's coloring.
No, I'm listening.
She's like, cool story. I'm going to draw. She's not even drawing a shape. It's just a line, a big,
you know,
thick
I
line.
I dread this part
of the week. Is that the size of Shaq? I think that
I was thinking about how that
what are your requirements for a person to be with? And the reason we're talking about this is because today we see Javier become Javier is
I
like
I don't
want
to brag about my
brings his girlfriend to the family and the family accepts and doesn't accept her at the same time, which is why we're getting into it. But what's your requirements?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, dark
pretty much sums it up.
Olivia's
tall,
in
dark
it too?
I mean, they had to be intelligent as
yeah.
well.
Oh, because I thought you guys liked Mariah Carey dancers that had wives. I thought that was your thing. Oh,
I mean, they're attractive to look at.
Whoops.
I like looking at them. You probably like looking at a lot of stuff, midget.
I actually don't like looking at a lot of stuff.
No?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry
no,
to
I'm
hear
very
that.
Particular.
Bestiality.
I'm a particular person.
You were just talking about Shaq sounding
a
like a horse.
This is
sounds
taking
like
a
you're
turn
down, sounds
for
like
the
you're
worst.
Into that.
Okay, so anyway, welcome to the Good Behavior After Show. We're
our mini ponies tall enough for tonight. You.
We're the four horsemen forever, Maddie. I love you.
Yeah. Okay, we missed you, Maddie. Shout out to Maddie. I'm your host, Olivia Gavry. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, @TheReal_O_G. And we got Abby in the house.
Hey, guys. I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me at Abigail Frere on all social media.
I'm going to unfollow you right now.
Like, you don't even follow me. So see, that's the problem. That's the problem. You don't even follow me, so it's not even a threat.
Hold on, I don't follow you guys on Instagram or
it's
or
really
Twitter.
Rude. You just creepily like five pictures at a time.
Do I not like follow you guys?
No, it's really rude.
Oh, that's
thanks for the support.
That's real. Anyway,
it's real.
You guys can all follow me at I
can't
am Tehran
call you
all
fake.
Across the board at I am Tehran. If you don't know how to spell Tehran, not only is it in the lower third, but it's also on my hat, and it's the name of a city. So if you don't know how to spell Tehran, you're actually going out of your way not to know at a spa.
Where's the city?
In Iran.
Oh. It's the capital, right?
It is the capital.
Is that why
you
they...
just got out of the running? Not only are you short, but you're not my first requirement, which is intelligent. Hey, what's up? I love our production.
I don't like bullies, so.
I'm not a bully.
You're a bully.
I'm not a bully.
You're a bully.
You know who was a bully? Javier's dad.
His name is Oscar.
Oscar. Yeah.
Which is actually kind of like they went out of their way to be like, what's a stereotypical
Argentinian?
No, like, yeah, monster? Latin American name.
What,
I don't
Oscar?
Know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we open up the episode. It's the start of the family reunion, and Javier's under the impression that he's welcome to the family reunion, that his dad was in town to finally make things right for him, and we found out that that really is not the case.
Well, we found out that backstory, too, which was kind of... I felt like it wasn't as climactic as I wanted it to be.
No, I was bored.
Like,
no.
This episode wasn't... I was bored through the episode, even though... things happen, and I love Javier's dad just for being like so OG.
I mean, really, as a character, him. Yeah, he makes it interesting, but like as a person, like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, that just not means
he's a good, yeah. He's a good actor because I couldn't stand him.
And he's a good villain.
I liked him because he is the opposite. He is like what Letty's mom is to her. Oscar was to Javier. Like, that was the dichotomy. So Letty's mom is always like calling Letty out and being like mean, and then Javier's mom was really sweet to Javier, and mm-hmm. Letty took notice of that when they met and like felt some type of way, like felt this like nostalgia, I wish my mom was like that moment. And then Javier's dad was a douche, the way Letty's mom is a B word to her.
But I think he takes it like even further than that, you know?
Yeah. And the story, I just wasn't feeling the story. So the story is that, like, at the age of 16, Javier apparently, the whole backstory of why this mysterious, like, oh, we don't talk to our family thing. He takes his little brother camping and then hits him in the head with a pebble.
Like a rock,
or whatever. And it became a concussion, and Javier's little brother died.
Right. Yeah,
and that's why the dad hates him forever.
You know,
and
so it's like, who wrote that?
Right.
You know, I wonder who wrote that, because it's such a random story. Maybe they like knew someone that happened to, and they just plugged it into the episode. How random! Well,
I
is
just
that?
Can't
like,
see
how
a grown.
It just wasn't that big
yeah,
a deal.
And I can't see a grown man literally blaming his one son for the other son's
well,
death.
It's not
for, like,
one.
That
he has
long.
Like four sons.
Yeah,
but
no, but I
he's blaming singularly.
Yeah, like
Javier. Well,
I can see.
What is his son's name? Santino?
Santino.
For Santino's death? Like,
would you have blamed him?
No.
Like, how did you see it? I wouldn't. I don't think that I
obviously,
would have
I would have been devastated, but, like, that heartbreaks enough, I think, for someone. They don't need to be, like, there's no anger necessary there. Like, kids, boys throw things at each other. They get in fights. They, like,
and
who knew that?
A teeny
however,
rock.
At 16, I was aware that when you have a concussion, you're not supposed to go to sleep.
But I just—he probably
didn't
think
even
that
know
he
it was
had
a concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 16. You're not making the best decisions. I don't know. I do know. I wouldn't blame my son, mm-hmm. but I do know that old school, like, parent, especially that foreign parent, would blame their kid. Like, this kind of story of like just holding resentment in a family like that is very like. Old world, and so I could understand where he was coming from. I just don't think this was a good enough reason. It could have been something way better, and they didn't even hash out Oscar's backstory that much. Like, we know, like, I had predicted that Oscar was part of this like coup, mm-hmm. like something, and that turned out, and then they just kind of dropped it like, oh yeah,
right. No,
he was part of the dirty
deal.
Wars, but 10,000 people and
they
no,
let
it's
him
more.
Brush it off easy too,
yeah, like
there he's was, just like, no, it doesn't matter, and everyone's like, okay. Really
yeah,
matter.
Like,
I
it just wasn't... I don't know. The show keeps getting bigger and bigger and more elaborate, but at the same time, it does become more unbelievable each time.
Right.
Which I started liking last week, but this week I was like, no, you guys have substance here. Why aren't you using it?
At least last week was kind of funny. I do agree that this week, they could have played it up more and played out the situation, like, a little
100%,
bit further.
100%. They could have talked about, like... him being involved, we could have known more. First of all, 10,000 people being killed in a political coup or something is not a lot of people, right? Realistically. Like, I wanted to hear, like, he was the massacre, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he wasn't responsible. But they even said, oh, he wasn't, like, responsible. He was just one of the people. Like, they kept taking it
away from
a step
him.
Away
yeah.
a step away. Like, it should have been bigger. You're a TV show. Make it a thing. Like, make him you know, Castro, and he did like a lot, you know, because we now know he's successful. He's successful enough to invest in the restaurant,
right?
Which is named after their town, Palermo, which is also a city in Italy. So, but it's just interesting that they didn't play it up.
Yeah, it was weird. And then, but the fact that, you know, the whole entire family.
Can we cover your mic there? Want to move it forward next time that happens?
You guys on Purell up in here?
Yeah, I wish it was Purell. I wish it was, I wish it was a cold. It is allergies, which makes it even worse.
I'm really sorry.
I know, man.
Yeah, it makes your nose really red.
I know. Not only that, I'm allergic to Abigail.
Oh, you too?
Everyone is.
Oh, my God. Okay, back to the episode.
Back to the episode
back
where
to
we...
Episode. But I thought it was interesting that the whole family was aware of Oscar's past, of how he was, like, a killer and everything, and then when they brought up... I mean, granted, they probably saw Javier in a different light, as they thought he was a chef, like, a nice family man, because he treats his family with such, like, respect and love, and then his father had, like, a private investigator look into his life and find out that he was a killer, pretty much.
Contract killer.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word of it they used, but contract killer. And, I mean, they were all surprised, of course, but it's just funny that they were accepting of Oscar being a killer, but when it came to Javier, it was
but
a different
aren't
story.
Aren't we as a society more accepting of that? It's not like we sit there and think of military personnel as killers necessarily. We don't. I mean, they do kill people. We just don't. And, in fact, even when it comes to death, if three people die in a shopping mall, we're all like, oh my God, what's going on? But if 300 military people die, we just don't even bat an eye.
It's all like the context of it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, it's your perspective.
And when it comes to, very rarely are revolutions peaceful. So revolutions are always deadly, always. In this country, we had, you know, two revolutions, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, both extremely deadly, right? So when you fast forward to politics in the modern world, it's still very deadly, and it happens all over the world. It's not something that really happens so much on American soil.
Yeah,
but it does happen. These things happen. Like, it happened 2009 in Egypt. There's a leader now in place, you know, and it's not like Putin, who, you know, Russian president, isn't a killer. This is a guy who has confirmed kills throughout his life. But once politics becomes involved, I feel like people are
more accepting. I do see that. And meanwhile, just a little side note, his nieces that Javier sees in such, like, an innocent light are, like, huffing. What was that they were huffing?
Spray paint? Yeah, they were getting high.
That was interesting. I knew it was a thing, but I never really thought of it before.
No.
But
what do? You just spray it into the thing and then you just smell
it? Yeah, so what people
like, it's kind of like a whip it, but with spray paint?
Exactly. Just like people do in whip can and stuff, the aerosol gets you high. So it's like a combination.
So how do you spray it without the spray paint coming out?
Without the spray paint, yeah, that's why they use the towel.
But the spray paint comes into the towel.
And then they breathe it in heavy. Okay. They breathe in all the fumes. Sometimes people do it in plastic bags and then huff it. Just depends. Huffing is...
Interesting. Good to know. And it was also interesting that I felt like Javier and Letty were kind of bonding over the fact that they were both lying. Like, they were feeding off of each other, building a story together.
Well, like, I thought it was a weird... I thought the context was... Like, because in the beginning, Javier didn't want her wearing, you know, clothes that were stolen. Like, he wanted her to be, like, a pure version of herself.
Can we talk about how ugly her freaking outfit was?
That was ugly.
All right, I'm so sorry.
Continue your thought.
That
was not nice.
Please.
That, going into the episode, he kind of wanted to start, like, fresh with both of them, kind of just being more wholesome, even though he was planning on going into it lying. I think he liked to forget what he was doing wrong. But, like, did you realize when she went in to go shopping, you know, she gave in to her weakness, which was a shoplifting, while he also gave in to his, which was killing. So they both...
That's
I mean,
great
it wasn't
point.
Really necessary for him to kill that guy. Like, yes, he had a gun
he
pointed at him.
He had to kill
him.
That guy.
You think he had to kill him?
I feel like he had to kill that guy. That guy was going to crack.
Gonna spill the beans.
I also feel like Letty stole because Carol was such a B-word.
So they're, like, justifying it?
Yeah. Well, in their lines of actions, everything they do is justified.
Yeah.
They don't see themselves as the villains. They see themselves as victim of circumstance.
Okay.
So while Letty tries to be a better person, she doesn't see herself as a bad person. She just wishes that her circumstances were different. So would she be a different person if she had her kid and she had her life together? No. She would just be a better thief.
Yeah.
Or more professional thief. and less of a drug user just because she lost her kids, but not because she actually sees it as a viable problem she has. She wants to become the best of what she does. And the same thing for Javier. He sets himself above common thugs and street people because he does it in a classy way, but he's still committing crimes. Mm-hmm. And he's still a criminal, and he kills this man in the parking lot, who he did have to kill because, honestly, that guy was going to crack. That guy, he sounded like he was going to crack. I don't understand how
he pretty much said he was going to crack. Right.
How Javier didn't find his weapon, though. Like, you're a trained killer. Mm-hmm. Get in the car. This is the kind of things I'm talking about. Like, you're a trained killer. You get in the car, and you kind of pat him down. Even though if he just had a listening device in the backseat, he wouldn't
know. Wouldn't have known.
Because he just checked the little, like, oh, no. And then, whatever. And then he just didn't find the gun. And the guy whips it out. And Javier, of course, defends himself. Mm-hmm. And the guy ends up dead, which it does look like a suicide from my perspective. Like, because it was still in his hand. It looked like he shot his own.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially after the loss of his wife, it would be believable. Yeah. And if we saw the pattern in all the people that Javier killed, they all look like they died on their own accord, not from the hands of a killer.
Yeah, well, that's what his dad brought up when he pulled out all those news articles.
Right.
The media was playing it, well, not playing it, like, to the best of their knowledge, these people did die from different causes.
So how do you think the investigator found it out?
I don't know, because I think that they're just involved in some, like, sketchy stuff. Maybe someone was following him or something, but then I would think, like, if you're a professional and this is what you do best, you would kind of pick up on the fact that...
Yeah.
You know, and as you said before, they do see what they do. Well, they do justify what they do, because when he was explaining it to his sister, he was like, these people were not innocent. He was implying that they almost deserved
which
it.
Which also annoyed me, because it's like, Javier, lie, nigga, lie. Right, like, you can lie. Right? If you're going to lie, now's a good time.
Right.
The dad clearly is kind of crazy. No one's on the dad's side. Mm-hmm. Right. Dad's just extra. He could have simply been like, you know what, Ava, I don't even know. I just said yes because he had the gun and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and Letty could have backed him up and like, oh, I go on trips with him and we cook all the time. And, you know, he cooks
for him. It was annoying to me this episode.
Because like her outfit was so ugly.
Well, would you want to talk about it now?
Yo,
we can talk about
just
it now.
Because listen, if you're going to go to a store this high price and have that moment where she even throws out the Pretty Woman reference where Carol
ugly ass shirt.
Yeah, Carol doesn't feel like you can afford stuff, right? So you wanted to put that out there. That was the concept of you didn't look like it. Well, steal pretty stuff. That store had pretty stuff. Get some pretty stuff. Like, you look like a tree. Listen, girls
like
who wear
Christmas
green
tree.
Top with brown freaking bottom, honestly, it's like people who drive on Santa Monica Boulevard and have to make a left. Kill yourself. You are horrible. It's horrible. You're a horrible person. Horrible person.
So I'll never wear a green shirt around you.
No, it's not the green shirt.
It's a green with the brown.
I don't even wear
the green-brown combo.
What color are you wearing today?
Green.
No, you were supposed to wear red. We were supposed to wear red.
And you didn't even respond to my text message. You just did it.
Of course. I listened to you.
Could acknowledge it.
I'm sorry.
This is the only thing that was remotely red.
This is her version of red.
It's close enough, is it not?
If Olivia was 3 inches taller, I'd take her shopping.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Hitting
I could take
Chanel
myself
like
shopping.
That's what's up, Olivia. not to the stores I could go to. So listen, this is what I mean, though.
Up.
The concept is, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm kidding. Of course you can take yourself shopping. Ross is really nice. Especially this stuff here. Listen, here's the thing.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Kick him out.
Wait, oh, I wanted to plug something really quick, and I forgot about it. So you guys at home, okay, we do have CISO.com that promotes us, and they sponsor us. But more importantly, I have like a bunch of shows on CISO. So I want you guys to go check
more
it out.
Of him.
If you want to see more Tehran, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll be sometime all of us, because...
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't get invited
day.
To things. He just invites Olivia, so it might be him.
That's because he's mad at you.
I will say this because it's about to be holiday season. So CISO.com, and also it's free. What's our code for it?
Our code is Podcast1.
Podcast1, and that gets free access for like... 3 months, I think.
Yeah, 3 months,
which is amazing. So you can go sign up, Podcast One, and it's free access just because you watch our show. And please check it out because, you know, it's supporting comedy the same way streaming services support musicians. And CISO is an amazing product. CISO.com. Check it out. It's SEESO.com. Make sure to check it out and find me and all my friends that are on it. So, yeah, that's the thing. But
there's a lot of other comedians on there as well.
But
aside from
listen,
Tron.
I First of all, I'm at the Laugh Factory every Monday and Thursday at 10. But whatever.
Plug.
The point
plug
is
away. Plug it.
I'm sorry plug you guys it. Don't
you
have
plug.
Anything to plug.
You're the plug.
I'm sorry you don't have anything to plug. Plug. Oh, you guys, you know what? I apologize. Please plug your next upcoming project.
I hate you so.
Nothing? You want to plug the time you're going to go to Marshall's and go shopping for clothes? No? Okay, let's go back to what we're discussing, okay?
Okay, now you're kicked off the panel.
You're mean.
Like, bye. You're not nice.
Wow.
This is like the holiday season. We're supposed to be bonding. We're like the horsemen.
The nope. four horsemen.
The two.
Yeah. But now I think it's only the two.
Okay, first
and
of all.
And Satan.
First of all.
Is Satan a horseman too?
Listen, no. Pestilence. Let me explain something to you, okay? Here's how the
two
four
angels and the devil.
Yeah, listen. Two angels and the devil?
Yes.
Yeah, right. First of all, the devil was an angel. Second
I know,
of all,
you started that
you
way, and now
angels.
You're Satan.
Never at all. I often look at you and wonder if you're here, who's running hell? Like, you are the worst. You're the worst. So
I have people covering for me.
But that's the thing. Here, and it's a fine line between angels and demons. And that's what we look at with Javier and Oscar. Oscar justifies his killing because it's in the name of politics. And Javier justifies his killing because it's in the name of evil people.
Right.
And something the mom said, or the Ava said, was like, he convinced you were a killer at 16, and then you fell into that life. That's but if true. You notice, no one was that shocked that Javier was a hitman.
Yeah,
no one was like no,
I feel
not
like death
Javi.
Is really common.
And
obviously,
because
they grew
like
up with
David
knowing his
is some
yeah.
type of killer too.
Yeah,
like
a really bad one.
And no one said, "Hey,
brother.
David,
why
do
you
have
a gun?"
Gun?
Yeah.
No right. one said, "Hey, Oscar, why'd you punch Tomasino in the head? Who's our little kid?" Hey, you know, ask.
No one questions anything.
The white ex-husband. Let's ask him.
Maybe they're just very more like if you're upfront about it, it's cool. And he just like hates Oscar. Just hates. Javier, so he just needs a
I think
reason.
Oscar had a lot of pressure on the family, always blaming Oscar for blaming Javier,
yeah.
and he wanted a way to justify, like, look, Javier's a bad apple, and look, this is the proof.
This is what he does, yeah.
Here it is.
Well, obviously, he's been, like, planning this for a while now, and he finally found his
like,
opportunity.
Like, he bought a restaurant just to do this.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly how I felt, and he, you know, he had it all very strategically planned. He had someone following, or investigating into Javier for a long time now just so he could prove himself.
And what's really interesting about it is, like, when we were watching, Abigail was like, this is a family that has a lot of dysfunction. And it was like, they're all dysfunctional. It's not just them. It's all of them. They're mm-hmm. all... Because the father clearly controlled that family. He was like, hey, kids, go to the other room.
With the aunt or whoever, well, and she's
everyone.
Like, she's like, poor Kay, and he's like...
Yeah, he just
go.
Gave a look.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why I F with him, bro. He just gave a look, and everyone's like, oh, time to go.
Yeah, but he's like a little, I didn't like
yeah,
him.
But,
it's like a little pipsqueak just running
yeah.
everything.
But that's the thing people have to realize, like, even in history, it's not these guys with big muscles
like
that
Napoleon.
Run
well, Napoleon's a little.
It's not even just size. Stature is something that's eternal, internal. It's something that precedes you before. It's
so like
you
could be
you
really
yourself.
You could be tall, you could be 6'1", but you could really actually internally be
yeah.
you
teddy
know
bear.
4'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'2", so
oh,
I
six
wouldn't
two.
Know about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Or you can be 5'3" and a half and be.
How do you know how tall I am? It's
and not
creepy.
Have and not be 5'8" when you don't have heels. Like when you don't have heels, you look like you're a 4'11". Like you're an Oompa Loompa. You could be like that, but
I'm
it's not
orange.
A thing. That's not a thing.
You're just throwing like you're killing us.
I didn't
tonight.
Even say anything about anyone.
Implying.
I wasn't implying. That's an assumption that you're taking on yourself. What I'm saying is,
so
if,
you could wear a red hat and think you're really cool in a robe, but
you can. Be,
oh,
you
but
could
I
wear,
didn't say anything.
You
about
could
it.
Wear. Listen, you could wear a scarf and a tank top and be like, "What season are you actually dressed for?" But we wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what
spilled
season?
On my sweater. Stop it.
And your
what'd
fake
you
Chanel Uggs.
Sweater?
What season are you dressed
fake
for?
Chanel
we don't know.
Uggs.
We don't know. But whatever.
They're loafers. They're
whatever
loafers.
It is. Whatever it is. The point is this.
Your aligned loafers.
This.
Show them.
When it comes
no, to no, we're not doing that.
I really like your. I actually really like your loafers. They're very cute. Psych. So listen. No, I'm kidding. They are really cute.
Get
so
your
look,
hand off
here's
me.
The thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because Abigail had some really good points when we were watching the show about how dysfunctional this family was, you know? And I feel like right now, this exact dysfunction is going on at Maddie's house. No one else. No,
hey, Maddie.
We gotta throw Maddie in there. We miss you.
I miss you, Maddie.
She's probably not watching it.
Well,
all.
Her no. family owns guns.
Her boyfriend's probably watching.
Is he? That's my
John
dude.
He watches every
that's
show.
That's my
watches.
Dude. John.
What up, John?
Maybe he only watches the show Maddie's on because he's supportive.
Oh, no. He watches other things, too.
Yeah.
Why did that sound like Maddie does porn? Like, why?
No.
Did you?
No.
No. Yeah. Why does that sound so, like, yeah?
For the record, Maddie does not do porn.
No, she does not at all.
Definitely not,
Maddie. She's old enough to do porn.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, 18's the age. But whatever.
What?
19.
Yeah, so I don't know. How do you guys feel about the dysfunctionality of this family?
I mean,
I feel like every family is dysfunctional in its own way.
But I predicted his family to be that way, just the way they were speaking about the father and how Ava was talking about them in the previous episodes and how he's finally being supportive and finally, you know, he gave her money to open this restaurant and acting like a dad and trying to insert himself back into it, but in reality he had an incentive this whole time.
Yeah, but I think finally being supportive, I feel like he's supported his family. They all seem to be upper middle class.
Well, yeah, of course, but it's very evident that he runs the show. He's like the dominant.
He's the Don. He's the family figurehead.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of especially old world families that run like this where that patriarch runs it, runs that family. And I don't know if it's right or wrong. It seems very wrong in the Western sense of the world, but it's very right.
Because did you notice how the two teenagers were like, we're not leaving. We're 15 and 16. And it like took a little pushing for them to leave.
Exactly, because that's a very like Western way to act.
Like women step up. Like when you raise your hand at me, I'm not intimidated.
It's not actually like just women. It's about, you know, being very respectful to age and elders. And it's something that I feel lacks in the Western community, which is different than in the, like, for example, the Middle East or in Latin America or in parts of Africa or wherever you look, Asian countries, whatever. Mm-hmm. There is that.
Even in
different parts of like Eastern Europe and stuff, there is this. There's a patriarch. He runs the family. Everyone kind of falls in line. That's the father figure. Yeah. And then especially when it's a well-to-do family, their family is very well-to-do, which in Argentina and countries like that is not an easy achievement. Like, being middle class in the United States is a norm thing, but being middle class or upper middle class in a third world country is not very normal. It's not very easy. It is sometimes ruthless. Mm-hmm. It is sometimes generational. It is something where there is a very heavy class system that exists in a lot of other countries, something that doesn't exist so much in the United States, and I feel like we saw that in this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I feel like there's not... The only thing that really happened in this episode was the family dinner. Everything was pretty much related around to that.
Well, Letty got called out for being an alcoholic.
Yeah, right off the bat.
That must have
just, like, smelt it.
Yeah.
But that showed how sharp the father was.
Yeah, he was on, but...
And
you know,
how ruthless he was. Yeah, he's a cutthroat guy. Other things kind of happened. One of the things that I thought was interesting was Letty being hungry in the beginning and them going to the mall, which Javier suggests is a compromise when he actually had a secret meeting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't. I don't even think he intended for her to go shopping. He just needed an excuse for her to get out of the car.
Or maybe he did kill two birds with one stone. But I thought it was cool how unbelievable this show is that a girl would want to eat and know what she wanted to eat. I just didn't believe that. That's just not even a thing. Every guy at home knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you ask a girl, like, hey, babe, you hungry? And she's like, oh, well, okay. What do you want to eat? Anything. We can
And then
anywhere.
You suggest, and like, no, I don't want that.
That's
then just
true.
Tell me what you
well,
want.
I always say, give me three places, and I'll pick one of them.
Yeah, I say I don't know because I want to hear some options. And if you suggest something that I'm not feeling, I'm just not feeling it. But I would like another option instead.
How about you just tell us what you want?
But we don't know.
So we don't know what we want.
Yeah.
Till we see it or hear it.
And that's.
And then you remind me, like, oh, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see.
This is why women shouldn't be able to vote.
Okay. Anyway, I also had another point. It was so.
You should go join that talk show.
Yeah. There.
Yeah, that talk show next door.
The talk show next door that was talking
the really
about stuff
right-wing
like that.
One. Yeah.
It's not even supposed to be right wing. I just felt like they just had a lack of diversity in their panel for talk. If you're gonna look. My thing is, if we're going to talk about black issues, have a black person there. Just have a black... Like, don't tell me about black issues and no one be black. Like, I just can't. So that's why I saw that. So... I love how on this panel we talk about everything but the show.
Well, it's nice because you just bring up other points. Just, like, life.
And we saw Javier must really like Letty. To invite her and bring her to the family.
Like,
he could have made something
up.
And crying for
her. That kills me when men cry.
Because it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you guys, do we even know why, you know, Chase, the man that got hired Javier to kill his wife, he was feeling guilty and feeling bad about it and reminiscing on, like, family times, but did we ever catch why he wanted Daphne dead to begin with?
I still
with?
Think we're going to need to, like, I think that's still going to come up later.
I
need to
know why.
Yeah.
Because she seemed... I can't really think
like
of a
nice,
reason.
Like a nice person. Yeah. She seemed nice, but don't they all? I'm sure when Hitler died, someone spoke at his funeral. It's like, trust me, he was a great guy. Like, there's always, like, a way to... And look at us. We're liking two villains. Letty and Javier are villains.
I guess, but when he was speaking about her and, you know, like, crying because she was dead...
But he was crying. He was crying over the pettiest things. Like, I have to plan a birthday party now because she used to do that.
No, but it wasn't. It was that was the surface. But deep down, he felt guilty for going down this path and wanted to blame other people for his actions, which is a very strong theme throughout the show in general.
Right. No one taking
exactly, and it's ironic. It's called good behavior when everyone's behavior is so poor. Everyone's behavior is poor.
I think that's
everyone's a thief. Everyone's a hence the term ironic.
Right.
So everyone's...
Thinks that...
That's what irony means.
Stay snoring.
So if you need...
I'm just trying to sound like him today.
Okay. So... to sound like me, Abby...
Just don't even finish your sentence.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, anyway.
Yeah. Honestly, it is so ironic because the show's called Good Behavior and they're all in bad behavior.
Yeah, and we still don't know what happened to... We don't know what happened to Christian Slater or whatever
his name is. Who? Oh, the...
Christian.
The officer.
Yeah,
the probation officer. He's, like, still locked up. Letty doesn't get...
I think they made this show really bad because they knew not that many people were going to watch it because it's the holidays.
I don't think it wasn't a bad show. It's just
boring.
It could have been better. See, this is the constant thing with my problem with Good Behavior. It's such a fun show. It could be better. Mm-hmm. There could be, and I don't want to put down like people who are writing on a show. I get it. You guys have time constraints, but you can have real substance because obviously these are big budget shows. This is a good, well-funded show. You can have better storylines that are so full. Cut some of the extra fat out and let us get really... Like, we wanted to know more about Oscar right now. When he hits Tomasino, no one even goes... Even the brother's like, why did you hit my son? He's like, because...
Really okay. Good for him. Like, okay, sure.
Like, I think that's a conversation.
Yeah.
When you almost snap some dude's neck.
Well,
that's a conversation.
Some child's neck.
Yeah.
No one wants to, like, speak up to him.
Yeah, but no one's shocked by his behavior,
right.
Which I get. But at the same time, the audience is, so we need something about that. There needs
to
be a line.
To acknowledge it a little
exactly.
bit more. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The same way, at least, they acknowledge the fact that Letty's son is so much darker than her.
Well,
you know,
they're
acknowledging
that.
That's something that if they didn't, we'd be like, yo, come on.
You gotta
like, we need
something.
Acknowledgement here. We need something where, like, we need to understand why Javier got into this line of work. Because just because you're ostracized from your family doesn't mean you become a hitman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there must have been, and it seemed like they were trained. So, but then they play everything off. Like we talked about, Oscar is now not the general. He's just... You know, like a captain or just something who's not the head of the problem. Well, if he was the head of the problem, it would have made a little more.
I thought he was going to be.
I
thought he was
been.
Like the main guy that ran everything.
Or maybe he wasn't. They told the girls that he wasn't.
No, because they looked up Dirty Wars. They looked it up.
Oh.
And so that's how they found out way more. So what I mean is like it should have been more. Everything about the story. Every single step of the way is, why is there not more? I actually want more, and you're giving me less. And not in a situation where less is more. It's in a situation where less is actually very much less. Like, come on, I need more.
I agree.
What happened to... We left alone where the... We get thrown into this news story of Letty and Javier and the paintings and the hitting of the Tesla and all that and it being on the news and then nothing.
It just
disappears.
People just stop looking for them.
We get thrown into the storyline of Christian and stuff, and I know there's more episodes, but something, hint at something, disappears. We have a brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law, who is helping to destroy these bodies, and yet the only thing he said was...
I have nothing to
I
say.
I don't know. I don't have it. I don't know anything. Like, that was his only line throughout the entire...
That was really
like,
good.
Come on. Give me more. Right? All of a sudden, David just pulls out a gun and whips it to his head, and no one's like... No one gasped in the room. Like, no, I don't care if you're if it's a Crips and Blood family reunion. Someone pulls out a gun, someone's gonna gasp. You know, someone's gonna be like, no, nigga, no. Like, something needed to happen. No one said anything. Like, why is there not more? We need more, guys. Good behavior writers. If you watch the show, which I see the numbers and I know you don't, listen, more. We need more.
Well, I agree. It's frustrating because there are a lot of storylines that could have a lot more meat to them, and then we just visit them very quickly and then move on to something else where they could elaborate more on different things that could contribute to a better ending or storyline.
Exactly. But. Exactly. It's like Abigail's shirt. We need more. You
know what I'm saying? Not nice. Okay.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Well, this episode, I mean, it was okay, but from what I saw in the previews, it seems
pulling
like...
Pulling out my shirt.
It seems like the next episode will be a little bit juicier. So
I'm excited for the next episode.
Me too.
You just want to see Dad. You want to see Daddy come
out. Dad's pretty cute.
I want to see why...
Lenny's,
baby Daddy.
Why she said he's not your dad in that way also. Like, ooh. Did you catch that?
Yeah. That was like a little drop.
Okay.
But we're going to find out next week.
Like,
next week, she's
going
to say it, and no one's going to repeat. And no one's going to be like, what do you mean? And it'll just be like, he's just not.
And then it dissipates.
Yo, we saw a dude get dick from another dude, and there's nothing, like a follow-up phone call? Can I get a phone call? Like, can
fact.
I get a, oh hey, how's it going
over there? Are you okay?
You good, bro? Coming, like,
are you good, though?
How's it hanging? Something. Like, can I get something? Like, there's just so many unanswered questions here. This is the first time something from another episode has come back. It's the form of the husband who came back, the one who, like, ordered the hit on his
wife.
That was the first time.
So maybe,
time
I mean, how many episodes is this?
Right
but
now?
That, and that
what
was from, like, the first
on?
Episode. We're on, can you read that screen? Because I can't read it.
Episode seven.
We're on episode so do we know seven. How many episodes there are?
I'm not sure how many.
We're the best panel on After.
Can
Buzz,
you check
by the
on
way.
That for us?
Make sure
yeah,
to check
how many,
out every Four Horsemen.
It must
show.
Be almost over now because typically, like, first season
ten?
Shows only, they
ten.
Don't have that many.
Yeah, they order 8 to 10 is usually what a first season order is. So I would say, I would guess it's 10
yeah.
is my guess.
Because they would be promoting the finale already if it was about to end in another episode.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe it's 12.
It could be.
I hope.
Or maybe this show just never ends. It's the show of never ending storylines. Just. Everything goes on forever.
I don't think you should use that lines. Joke in the future. That one didn't work.
Yeah, that's
try it on us.
You
okay.
can't kill them all.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
We'll fail sometimes.
I wouldn't use that hairstyle either. Look, this is what I'm saying about it, okay? This is what I'm saying. Like, it's just a never-ending storyline, you know? No, it looks good.
You're a piece of shit.
Why do you mean? No,
I think
seriously.
It looks nice.
It does look nice. It does look nice. You, of course,
I worked
you
out this morning,
nice.
So I had to, you know.
I know. You were showing off. You look great. You always look great.
Thanks. Yeah. So anyway.
What are you giving? Are you giving people gifts for holidays?
I brought you cookies.
Oh, that was nice. I thought you brought me some forehead. Listen, this is what we're going to do.
What?
What we're going to do.
I don't have a big forehead even. Do I have a big forehead?
No.
Of course she says
I don't
says
think
no.
I have a big forehead.
I don't think either.
Should we go there?
No.
You have a large forehead.
I have a...
See, I can still see your forehead when you have a hat on.
I am... Of course. You're saying such a hater, bro.
I'm not participating in this.
You what do you mean?
Mean?
You're listen.
You're
this
perfect.
Is how, listen,
I know. I
this
shop
is
at
how
Ross.
Abigail and I
shop at Ross.
This is how we show.
I am Marshalls when you're gonna splurge.
This is how we show
hey.
Our love for each other.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
like you're not inviting me to stuff. It's cool.
I do invite.
So
you
So should
stuff.
We do predictions?
Actually, didn't hold on.
Lights, please.
Yeah. Can we get some? So what are we gonna have? I don't. You know what? With this show and predictions.
We don't know what we could predict because it's probably just another storyline that's going to appear that we have know nothing about right now.
I don't think they can hear you right now.
Yes, they can.
Can they?
They don't mute the mics over the predictions.
I don't know. I felt like they
How
always
How long have
did.
You been here?
God, get it
Who
together.
Who are you people? Who are you people?
Don't you know anything?
No.
So what's your prediction?
What's your prediction, Teron?
I'm going to predict that like, I can't predict for next episode, but by the end of the season, that I'm going to murder one or all three of the other panelists. So, that is my prediction.
Maddie,
and
stay at home.
And the worst part is, I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to use the techniques I learned in good behavior that they don't go to jail for, but in the real world, you would.
You
so.
Would go to jail.
Wow. So, my predictions are we're going to find out more about the dad.
Okay. That's the preview.
Myrtle Beach Hard Bodies. You saw the preview, too.
Yeah, but also, too, I think that she's going to, I think he's going to try and take custody because I think because that's what the preview. Just calm down because he didn't know he had a kid, and then somehow they find him, and then that's going to open up a whole other can of worms for Letty.
But I
hold
wonder,
on, do you think he knows about the kid before this?
No, I didn't think, but now we're going to have to find out how either of them find out that they're related because obviously he's watching the commercial, and if he knew that was his dad, I feel like maybe he didn't know his dad. He's mimicking him and like flexing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see
coincidence,
next week.
Maybe.
So, guys, I'm here every week. My name's Taran. Find me at I Am Taran.
You don't want to do a prediction?
You know, we saw the preview. We all saw the preview.
I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
And I'm Olivia Gavry. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @TheReal_O_G.
And the tweet and the gram in honor of Maddie. We
love
you guys.
Shout out to Maddie.
Guys, write down your comments in below.
Please.
Okay, see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.